You sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra and I would like to welcome you to this episode of the Blind Square podcast. I'm going to show you what new features Blind Square 3.2 offers. First, I will show you how you can now favorite your contacts so they are on your My Places list. After that, we'll have a quick look at the main screen to see where the Add Location button has moved. Then I will demonstrate the new filters that are available for search results. Next, we will have a look at the newly introduced Find Similar Places button on the Place Summary screen. And last but not least, I will show you how you can now set different behavior for the location request depending on whether you make it by shaking your device or by using the audio menu. When you start Blind Square for the first time, it will ask you a number of questions. One of them is if it might access your contacts. To use Blind Square, it isn't necessary to grant access to your contacts, but you can rest assured that they will never be shared with third parties. And if you do grant access to your contacts, you will see them in the Tools menu and their contacts. Let's have a look.
Three tools. Button. Tools. Alert. Select action. Look around, your locate, around me, recent place, nearby interest, GPS inf, weather, contacts, button.
I can double tap this and will be shown a list of the contacts which have address information in my contacts list.
Contacts, back, button, contacts, heading.
And we can swipe to the right.
Action, button, sorted by distance, heading, Nadine home.
And so this is my first contact on the list here. I do not want to podcast the names of my contacts. This is why we will not go through the list. And I can double tap her.
Nadina.
And now I can find the favorite button.
Nadine, edit, contacts, favorite, start, favorite, switch button, off.
I double tap. We've now checked the favorite button. And she should now be on the My Places list. Let's see.
Contacts. Back. Nadine. Home.
I use the back button twice and now I'm on the main screen.
Add place. Tools. Button. Shared places. My Places. Search. Nadine.
And now she's on the My Places list. So if you do have a few contacts that you visit regularly, it may be worth to put them on the My Places list because then it's easier to find them and you'll also hear them announced as you pass their address as you walk. Many of you said that it took too many steps to add a place when you were on the go. And this is why the Add New Place button has now moved to the main screen. Let's have a look.
Search, search.
The search button is still at the top left of the main screen. And if I flick right once,
add place button,
there's the add place button, which brings up the
add place, back, add place, name of the place, clear text, alert disk, save.
The familiar add place dialog. The most significant new feature in Blind Square 3.2 is probably the action button that at the moment lets you apply filters to lists of places. Later on, there will probably be more actions available, but for a start, you can use the filters. The action button is available on any screen where you see lists of places. So it can be your search results after you have performed a text search. It can be the results of a category search. So if you tap, for example, food or professional places or whatever takes your fancy on the main screen, the list of places that you see then can be filtered using the action button in the top right of the screen and is also available on the contacts screen and on the My Places screen. Let's have a look at how it works.
Speech on. Search button. Search text field is editing.
I will enter New York here and I will dictate. New York.
Inserted New York. Inserted New York.
I'll tap search.
Search. Place it. Found 51 places within a distance of 9. 2 kilometers to 98 kilometers.
And I've now found lots of places, but most of them will not be the real New York because I'm in Germany and many places here have New York in their name. But let's assume that I'm looking for an address in New York. I can now use the new action button, which is in the top right of the screen.
9 action button. Action alert. Select action. Filter by search term. Filter by distance. Button. Address 1. Button. Clothing store 13. Button. Miscellaneous shop 4. Button. Office 4. Button.
So you can see there are lots of places here named New York, but address is probably the real New York, and I will just go there and double tap it. And then the list that I just saw will be filtered and will only show the address, and I do think that will be just one match.
Miscellaneous clothing store, address 1, button, address 1, places 1, heading New York, address 6,277 kilometers at 3 o'clock.
Yes,
actions available.
That sounds more like it. I will now simulate this address. To do this, I double tap and hold. Or I could also double tap, that would open the place summary screen of this address, and then I would have to look for the simulate location button. But double tapping and holding and going through the little menu here is a bit quicker.
Alert. Select action. Start plan a route. Show on map. Simulators let cancel. Simulators location. Button. Filter. Address. Address. One up. Search. Button.
Your new simulated location is 6,277 kilometers northwest of your current location.
Now I will look at what kind of food places we have here at the address that I'm now simulating.
Nightlife spot. Out. Night food. Search. Selected.
Okay.
Food. Back. Button.
And now we've got two lists here. One where the items are sorted according to popularity, and the other sorted according to distance. On the top is the popularity list.
Food. Heading.
And I have set my rotor to headings so I can jump to them.
Sorted by popularity. 2 kilometers. Sorted by distance. Shake Shack. New York. Burger joint. Menu. Tips. 690 meters at 3 o'clock. Grand Banks. New York. Seafood restaurant. Menu. Tips. 1 kilometers at 3 o'clock. Actions of Shake Shack.
And now let's assume that we've spent a day sitting in the office and we want some exercise. So we want to walk a bit, and I can now apply a new filter to this list, and I will tell Blind Square to show me places that are between 1 and 2 kilometers away.
Action. Button.
Double tap.
Action. Alert. Select action. Filter by search term. Button. Filter by distance. Button. Tech alert. Text field is editing. Minutes. Kilometers. Filter by distance.
And it says minutes, kilometers, which is a bit weird. That is because the abbreviation is MIN and it's for a minimum here. But VoiceOver thinks it's minutes. So let's enter a 1 here.
More numbers. 1.
I can press enter.
Return.
Or return. And this will put the insertion point into the second edit field.
Text field is editing. Max kilometers.
Maximum distance in kilometers. I enter a 2.
1, 2, 2.
And press return.
Return. Return.
My rotor is set to heading, so let's see what we've got here.
Filter. Distance 1, 2. 28 of 50. Heading. Sorted by popularity. Sorted by distance. Heading.
And we again have the sorted by popularity and by distance.
Morganstern's Finest Ice Cream, New York, Ice Cream Shop, Menu, Tips, 1, 5 kilometers at 7 o'clock. La Colonto Refection, New York, Coffee Shop, Menu, Tips, 1, 5 kilometers at 6 o'clock. Actions available. Morgan's, Shake Shack, Brooklyn, Burger Joint, Tips, 1, 6 kilometers at 9 o'clock.
And maybe you remember we had a Shake Shack earlier too. that was about 600 meters away, and now we've got one that's 1.6 kilometers away. Now let's see, we have now filtered the food list by distance, but we can apply additional filters.
Action, button, action, alert, select action. Clear filter, filter by search term, button. Clear filter, distance. So, clear filter, distance 1-2, button.
The clear filter button would let us remove the filters.
Filter by search term, filter by distance, button. Coffee shop, 4. Seafood restaurant, 2. Bakery, 1. Coffee shop, 4. Seafood restaurant, 2.
Now, let's select seafood restaurant.
Seafood restaurant, Grand Banks, New York. Seafood restaurant, menu, tips, 1. 1 kilometers at 3 o'clock. Seymour's, New York. Seafood restaurant, tips, 1. 2 kilometers at 6 o'clock.
And now we've got actions available. Two seafood restaurants that are in a nice walking distance. As you have seen, you can apply filters to lists of matches, and you can apply several filters, one after another, to narrow down your list. I'm now back on the main screen and we're still in New York. I would now like to show you the new Find Similar Locations button that can be found on any place summary screen. I will open the food category.
Nightlife spot, food, search, select. Ground support, New York. Coffee, Darmany Council Bakery, New York. Bakery, menu, tips, 1, 4 kilometers at 5 o'clock.
Actions we'll available. Open this bakery.
Select Darmany Council Bakery, 1, 4 kilometers at 5 o'clock. Back, button.
And I'm now on its place summary screen where I find all of the buttons like plan a route, tracking, address, Google, and so on. And also the menu if they've got one. And they have got a menu here. But since the new button is more or less at the bottom of the screen, I will go to the bottom and then swipe left.
1, 4 kilometers, previous. Simulate this locate, show on map, find similar places, button.
I'll tap the find similar places button.
Bakery, back, button. Bakery, heading, action, button. Sorted by popularity, 2 kilometers, heading. Darmany Council Bakery, New York. Sorted by distance. Darmany Council Bakery, New York. Panera Bread, New York.
We've got two bakeries here. One is the one that we've already found, and the other one is just another bakery in the vicinity. So the Find Similar Places button, if you tap it, it will look for places in the similar subcategory as the place you're currently viewing. Try it for yourself and check it out. Maybe it can be handy sometimes. The last thing I'd like to show you today is that you can configure different behavior for the shake gesture and for the audio menu when you request location information. You do this in the settings.
Other, button. Other, alert, settings, button. Settings, heading, enable blinds, track destination, shake gesture settings, button.
This will open the submenu.
Shake gesture settings, shake gesture settings, shake gesture settings, heading. Shake to search address, switch button, on. Shake to check into a place, switch button, off. Shake to read pedometer, switch button, off.
These three settings can be activated or deactivated depending on what you want to happen when you shake your phone. You should note that the shake gesture only works if your screen is unlocked. Announce address is, I think, clear. Read pedometer will tell you how far you've walked. And check into a place will name a place that is close enough to you and maybe also popular that you often visit or have checked into. And if you then shake a second time to confirm, you can check into that place. Now we've got the same settings for the audio menu.
Settings.
The audio menu, as many of you will know, lets you control Blind Square through a headset or also the BAM speaker band. If you don't know what the audio menu is, you can listen to the release podcast for Blind Square version 2, where I give an in-depth demonstration of it.
Audio menu settings, button.
I'll double tap this.
Audio menu settings, back, button. Audio menu settings, heading. Use headset remote to control, Blind Square. Button.
Here you can choose if you want to use the audio menu or not. This opens a submenu.
Alert. Blind square. Selected. Button. Music and video playback. Button.
This is not selected. If I selected this, then I could use my remote to control music and video playback, which some people do like while using Blind Square, but I want to use my headset buttons for the audio menu.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. Audio menu settings. Back. Use headset remote to control. Blind Square. Button.
Now, if this is active, you will also see the following buttons.
When location info is requested through audio menu. Announce address. Switch button. On. Check into a place. Switch button. Off. Read pedometer. Switch button. Off.
And now you can have different settings here than you have in the shake gesture settings. So for example, you could configure Blind Square to check you in when you shake your phone, but to announce your address when you request the information through the audio menu. Or you could have Blind Square read your pedometer when you shake the phone, but only announce the address when you use the audio menu. Again, note that the shake gesture only works when the screen is unlocked and Blind Square is in the foreground, but the audio menu does always work when Blind Square is in the background and also when the screen is locked. I hope you have found this demonstration of the new features in Blind Square 3.2 helpful. If you require help with Blind Square, you can check out the website at www.blindsquare.com/help. There you will also see the address that you can use to subscribe to the International Blind Square mailing list, where users discuss how to use Blind Square. It's a great place to get help or also to make suggestions and have them discussed by the community. If you've got a problem with Blind Square but don't want to subscribe to the mailing list, you can write to support@blindsquare.com. And if you would like to stay in touch and be kept updated with latest developments, then you can follow us on Twitter. That is @blindsquaregps, all one word, @blindsquaregps. Thanks for listening today. Bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?